Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Cynthia and Tom Cranston from Cranston's Tree Farm in Ashfield. Christmas tree time.
Yes.
Or as I like to call it, pagan solstice tree that was co-opted by the Christians that have then tried to fight back for the name Christmas tree in some sort of weird war on Christmas.
And what's the acronym for that, Monty?
I haven't come up with quite a good one yet, but I could pretend like you brought a giant Christmas tree here in the studio, and it's so beautiful and gorgeous, but you brought some sprigs from some of the types of Christmas trees that you grow. What's this first one? Here's Cynthia.
The first one is a concolor fir. It has the fragrance of citrus.
It is amazing. And it does, it's weird. This is like wine tasting, but don't eat it.
Yeah.
No. Where it's not made with any citrus, but it smells just like citrus. Actually,
basically, we have three types of trees. They are all firs. One is the balsam, one is the concolor, and one is the Fraser.
Which one is your favorite?
My favorite is the balsam. I like the aroma.
Not as citrusy, more traditional piney.
I'd say this is 2015,
yeah,
though.
It's a good vintage. Which is your favorite type of tree that is also named after a Cheers spinoff? Is it Fraser?
You know, the wine shop just called a moment ago. They're down at their last two cases of the 82 Chambord Moussigny. So why don't you dash right down there before somebody snaps it all up?
Bless you, Fraser.
You know very well that in 1982 there was a drought in Bourgogne. The locals dubbed it the year of the raisin.
And that wine was never sold by the case, only by the bottle.
You don't have to answer that one. It's like a 1990s joke. It's probably been on the shelf too long, too. Good vintage, though. So balsam's your favorite because of the smell. Are there any of these trees that are more prone or less prone to shake off all of the needles into your home, because that is the bane of my wife's existence. Tom? Cranston?
All of these fir trees, they hold on to their needles for quite a while, unlike some of the spruces, which will shed quickly.
So spruce will shed quickly. Good to know.
I believe that if they are watered properly and you keep track of the water in that stand both morning and night, some of our trees have lasted well into February.
That's just sheer laziness. I mean, you can't let them stay in your house that long. You got to move on to the next holiday.
They're going to celebrate Valentine's Day with them.
Hanging their Valentine's on the tree.
So now at Cranston's Tree Farm in Ashfield, how do you get your trees there? Is it you go and you pick yours in the field and somebody comes and cut it down? Or how does it work?
We like to have the customers go out and look over the trees, select the one that appeals to them. We give them a saw and a cart so they can experience the whole deal of harvesting the tree and bringing it back. If it's a nice clear day, you can see Mount Monadnock.
Wow, that's
southern New Hampshire.
Pretty amazing.
Yes.
It's beautiful. Any excuse to go to Ashfield is a good excuse. Christmas tree time is like, you cannot almost imagine a more idyllic Christian-based, at least, New England experience, or pagan-based, as I mentioned at the beginning. And back to the issue of needle retention, if it's a fresh-cut tree, it is a lot less likely to lose its needles than if you just go to like a big box store and buy one of their trees, which God only knows when they were cut down, and
Absolutely.
So get a fresh cut one and even go and cut it yourself. Now, my dad used to drag me from place to place to place to place to place to try to find the perfect tree. In your opinion, as tree farmers, Cynthia and Tom Cranston from Cranston's Tree Farm in Ashfield, is there one perfect tree?
There is no one perfect tree. It all depends upon what you like.
Do you feel the same way in terms of spouses?
Yes.
There's no one perfect spouse, which is why I'm trying to broaden my horizons.
Each tree or each spouse has its own characteristics.
I've already shed all my needles as a spouse, as I have no hair left. I might not be the kind of model that you want to take home. What about you, Tom? Do you think there is one perfect tree?
It's perfect for the person that's choosing it.
So I should have just told my dad, what do you, just pick one, man. Don't keep dragging us all over the place.
It's got to fill whatever you feel you envision as the perfect tree.
So Cynthia, how did you choose your spouse, though?
He was a practicing veterinarian, and he was hired by my father and uncle to do a fertility check on our farm.
On animals on your farm, or the human beings that live on your farm?
Animals on our farm.
I've been trying to do fertility checks to farm girls for a long time, and I've been no luck. Tom, was the farm overly fertile?
Not overly.
Do you guys have any kids?
Yes.
Ah, well, there you go.
Three of them.
And is the next generation involved in the farm?
Absolutely.
We started at an early age with them, and we paid them according to the work that they could do from probably 7 years on up.
So now all you need to do is bring some sort of studly veterinarian onto the farm. Maybe they'll find their mate and then take the farm into the fertility future there. All right, well, we'll have to come tree shopping. No one perfect tree. The zen art of Christmas right. tree shopping in this wonderful holiday season. Cynthia and Tom Cranston from Cranston's Tree Farm in Ashfield, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buy local food and trees.org.